Yo, people, we made it! 2015, here we are. Here we are you ready? Thank you for coming. Let me just make sure everything is set up. Happy 2015. How exciting. I was remembering yesterday, do you remember Y2K and what a big deal that was? And here we are in 2015. Holy moly, pretty soon we're going to be in like 2087. How's everybody doing? This call, I was called into duty, as I so often am, to bring you the good word of the cosmic messengers. And I often don't know what the heck's going to happen until I get here. So I did attempt to create a plan for us, and that plan was born out of my daily nugget that I wrote on, when was it? Tuesday. Daily nugget number 97. Are you asking the right questions? Are you asking the right questions? So I've realized at this point in my life experience that we're not always good communicators with the universe. We send mixed messages. We manifest or start manifesting things that we want in our lives, but then we cancel it out because we have doubt or fear. So we yank around our manifesting abilities by canceling them out and by sending mixed messages out to the universe. Right? Who does that? Raise their hand. So that today we're going to talk about, one of the things we're going to talk about is how to be a better communicator, how to ask the right questions to see the kind of results that you want to see in your life. I know that we hear that word manifestation and intention, all those words a lot, and I get kind of annoyed by that stuff because I'm such a rule breaker, but there is power in the true meaning of those words and the right application of them. So we just need to understand them better because we all have our own interpretation of what that is, and sometimes it's not accurate. And you're not actually doing what you think you're doing. You aren't getting the results. So let's start our call with some breathing. Do you forget to breathe sometimes? Sometimes I do, and I catch myself, and I'm like, oh my gosh, have I breathed today yet? Holy moly. So today we're going to do a breathing exercise that is going to wake up and activate and go back and forth between the two sides of our brain, because when I say they, it's my team of spirit beings that are presenting the information that I'm translating for you. So, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, okay, the right and left brain thing. So your brain needs a little bit of a different oxygen pattern right now for us to be able to receive this information that I'm bringing forth. So the breathing exercise that we're going to do today is we're going to use our thumb and our middle finger or our pointer finger, and we're going to put them on either side of our nose and our nostrils, and we're going to close one side at a time. So what we're going to do is breathe in through one side, and we're going to switch sides and breathe out, and then breathe in again through that side, and then switch. So the pattern is breathe out, breathe in on one side, and then you switch. Breathe out, breathe in on the other side, and then you switch. So we'll do that for a few minutes so that our brains get all opened up, charged up, oxygenated, and ready to receive this information. So let's start with our thumb on the right side of our nose, on the right nostril, and you pinch that closed and breathe in through the left side of your nose. And all of this is going to be doing going in and out through your nose. We don't use our mouth at all. So breathe in through your left nostril. Now switch sides and pinch your left nostril and breathe out through your right. Now breathe in again through your right. Switch sides and breathe out through your left. Breathe in through the left nostril. Switch sides and breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right nostril. Switch sides, breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Breathe out through the right. Breathe in through the right. Breathe out through the left. Breathe in through the left. Breathe out through the right. You can continue doing this for another few moments, another few breaths. Now let's just breathe normally for a moment, in through both nostrils. Nice deep breath in and slow. When you get to the top of your breath, let's exhale with a sigh through your mouth. Breathe in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. How's everybody feeling now? Doesn't that feel great? Breathing is such a great tool. Use it. Use it. So now that we're in this nice, opened, awakened place, let's connect deep into ourselves. Let's connect into that place deep within ourselves that is where our light resides. And you can take a physical, you can take a pathway through your physical body to get there. And the pathway will go on for a really long time. So it's like an opening through your body into the infinite, into the infinite. So for some people, or for most people, that opening is somewhere in the torso. Just allow yourself to be guided to where that is. And with your, in your mind's eye, with your intention and your attention, enter in through that place and feel yourself expand. Some people travel down through a tunnel or a tube. Some people ride on a ray of light. At this point in my practice, because I know exactly where it is and what it looks like, I'm there immediately as soon as I want to be. So in that place of your deepest self, where your light resides, it looks like something. What does it look like to you? Are there mountains, rivers, oceans? Is it sunny or cloudy? Is there a rainbow? Do you see herds of animals? Are there trees, birds? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? What season is it? This is a very special, powerful place. This is your inner sanctuary, your inner oasis, your sacred place that you alone know about and know how to get to. From here, you can ask your deepest questions. You can find answers, or the answers might be presented to you or offered to you. And answers don't always come in the moment that we're asking them. That's where patience comes in. So from this place, your inner, your deepest inner self, your place of light, your beautiful sanctuary, whatever that means to you and looks like to you, you feel good when you're there. You feel good. All your cells feel good. You feel alive and happy. You feel safe. It's just the right temperature for you. So from this place, let's sit down wherever we are, whatever the earth looks like or the ground looks like, wherever your place is, or maybe it's even sky. You can do that too. And from your place, close your eyes and envision that you start to become a tree. And from the base of your spine, roots start to sprout and reach into the earth or the space below you. And they go deep and wide, as deep and as wide as you, it feels right to you. They can move slowly or fast. They can be thick, or they can be string-like. Penetrate deep into the earth below you. And when you feel that it's time to stop growing your roots for a little bit, you feel nice and grounded, solid. Now your branches start to grow. And allow your branches to reach and reach and reach and grow. We're going to reach towards the light. The light of source energy of all that is, the divine, God, goddess, whatever word you choose to use for that. So grow your tree until you reach the light, the greater, the bigger light that we all come from and all contain within, or are contained within. And allow your branches to touch the light. The light is warm and welcoming and loving and completely, unconditionally loving. Reaches deep into the light as you, it feels right to you with your branches. Check into your roots in the earth. And let's do some exchange of energy back and forth between the light in both directions. So focus on your body and your inner sanctuary, your inner oasis. imagine from your body, imagine the earth energy coming up through your roots. It can have a color to it, or it can be just light. Whatever energy means to you or looks like to you. Imagine that it's coming up through your roots like you're drinking it in. You're drinking in the nourishment of the light, the earth nourishment. And you're bringing that up through your roots into your physical body. And as it reaches into your physical body, it impacts every cell of your being. And when I say cell of your being goes far beyond your physicalness. So the light, the energy, the earth, love, support comes up through your roots in through into your physical body, touching and affecting and nourishing and filling with light and love and joy. Every cell of your being as it works its way upwards to your branches. Breathe it up with your breath. All the way through your body and out your branches and into the light of source energy of all that is, the divine. So it's a continuous stream of light, fully connected. Now let's tune into our physicalness again in our sacred place, in our inner sanctuary. And with our breath, let's breathe down the light through our branches, the light from source energy. Allow it to be pulled in through your leaves, like it was carbon dioxide or rain. And allow your leaves to receive the nourishment. And then the leaves, then it trickles down through the vein of each leaf and down into the branches. And down into the trunk of the tree where your physical body is sitting. We can give and we can receive in both directions. We can allow things to pass through us. Always using the breath, always coming back to the breath. Always connecting into yourself. Connecting down into the earth, connecting up into the light. So now from this place, how's everybody doing? Feels pretty good. Doesn't it? We are altering ourselves and how we're feeling simply by visualizing and connecting and breathing. These are all things that you can do anywhere you are at any time of your day. So now from this place, this is the ripe soil to plant your questions in. So let's think about questions. What kind of questions do we ask? Do we ask, why does my life not work out? Why am I a terrible manifester? Why can't I pay my bills? Why am I sick all the time? Why don't I have that person in my life that I want to share my life with? Why can't I, ... All those questions, did you hear that place that it comes from? It comes from a place of lack. So in order to answer that question, the universe then says, okay, let's show more not paying your bills, or let's show them not more or more of not having that person in your life, or more of being unwell. Or when you phrase your question like that, the way the universe communicates is it hears, oh, they want to see more of that. But that's not what you want, right? So let's think about our questions. Let's adjust our questioning. And this does take some time and some contemplation, because this is a whole new way of thinking. This rides on a whole different brainwave. This is not how we've been trained. So instead, let's think about what questions we might ask that feel better and that come from a place of curiosity and exploration and gratitude. Questions like, wow, what does it feel like to be with that special someone that I'm seeking? So the universe can't help but answer that with, oh, let's show them what that feels like. Or what does it feel like to know why I'm here? What does it feel like to have all my shit paid for? What does it feel like to feel good all the time? What's that like? I want to experience that. Do you see the difference? That's coming from a place of like, this is what I want to check out. Rather than like, why is this always happening to me? So this is learning how to speak the language of the universe. Because we put lots of orders in, whether we do so intentionally or consciously or not. We're constantly putting orders in through our thoughts. If we start asking different questions from our place of connectedness, we will start seeing different results. How does that feel to everyone? I did choose a card for us today. I wasn't sure if I would talk about it or not. The card that I did pull was the Me card. M-E. And you know what it says is, who are you? Do you know? Do you know? Do you? It's a good question, right? It's a good question. And then the last line is, reclaim your power. You hold within you amazing potential. Acknowledge and use it for the greatest and highest good. Yep. So on my walk today with my favorite walking partner, some things came up that I wanted to share, and it will probably be a good place for us to close this call. It's about how you feel. It's about how you feel. How do you want to feel? When you reflect back on your past year, what stands out to you? Do the things that you've done, do those things stand out? Or does how you felt, the moments that you experienced and how you felt, is that what stands out? So we talked about the daily practice. You can start with your new year resolution or goal or intention, and then you keep bringing it closer to the center. So you can start with the goal of wanting to feel happier or more joyful or more playful or healthier. More at peace. You can start there and then bring it in. How do you feel at the start of each month? How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel at the start of each week? How do you want to feel at the start of each day and for the entire day? So instead of thinking about what you have to do and get done, what about if we thought about how we want to feel? The way our brain functions is that we feel like if I get this and this and this done, or if I have this taken care of, or if I do this, or if this happens, then I'll feel this way. It always involves us doing something before we feel the outcome or the end result. What if we totally switch that around and we started saying and believing and intending to feel a certain way so that everything then will start responding to how we want to feel rather than the other way around? So you wake up instead of saying, oh my gosh, there's 20 things on my to-do list, and if I get them all done, then I'll feel like I can totally relax. Instead of looking at our day that way, we can look at it. How do I want to feel today? I want to feel totally productive and happy. So then if we choose to feel a certain way on any given day and any given moment, then what happens during that day will be a reflection of that. So we've switched it all around. It puts us in control. It helps us be better creators. Because who doesn't want to feel better? Right? We all have moments where we feel awesome, but they're not every moment. There's always something in our life that can feel better. Let's start working on that. So do your breathing, do your centering. You're connecting. And once you practice a little bit, it only takes a moment to get there. Not even a moment, you're there. And from that place, ask your questions. Put in your request, your order, that you want to know how it feels to experience something that you'd like to experience. What does it feel like? And then think about this year. How do you want to feel this year overall? And then start bringing it closer to center. How do you want to feel this month, this week, today, right now? How do you want to feel? Everybody get it? So let's now slip out of this call in a nice, open, and centered way. So that we can feel however we want to feel for the rest of our day. Let's choose that now. I want to have a total freaking laugh-a-thon. I want to laugh till my belly hurts. There's a vitamin that you only get from that. And gosh, I don't get it often enough, and I want it. I'm deficient. So that's my order I'm putting in. How do you want to feel today? And then we can let all the rest go. Start expecting these things to happen and trusting and knowing that they're on their way. So let's go to our centered place in our inner sanctuary, to our tree. And right now, I'm going to bring in this beautiful cloud over top all of you. And from this cloud, I'm going to rain down everything that you need to support you on this journey. Allow yourselves to open up. Allow your heart to open up and receive goodness. Because here it comes. Breathe it in. You so totally rock, all of you. Oh, love you. Thank you for joining me on this fine day, the first day of 2015, which is the number 8 in numerology, which is totally awesome. Many blessings to you for this day, for this moment, for your week, for your month, for your year. Until next time, take care, people.